Here's more of the Morning X.
Our Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. And now a whole bunch of disjointed, unrelated stories jammed into one segment because that's how you do the news, right?
Ah, squeeze
that's
it in me.
That's how you do it.
Oh, wait. I'm not supposed to explain that part. It's beginning to boo!
Ah!
A survey asked people what is too old to be trick-or-treating, and I'm sorry, Emily, it's 12.
Lies.
The people said 12 was the age where you should cut off the trick-or-treating. 13 was next, followed by 14, 15, 16. Emily's 23, and as we discussed last week, attempting to go trick-or-treating with your friends, but it might be out as one of your...
They might have chickened out.
One of your short people is out?
One of my short people is out.
What are you going to do?
Did they ghost you? Jokes.
I don't know. I still want to do it. I want to attempt. Mm-hmm. That would be fun. I just can't do it. I'm 5'8". There's absolutely no way that a 12-year-old is 5'8". And I don't look 12.
Say, there's plenty of distinguishing factors about you that make you seem not 12.
But my friends, you know, are like 5'2". Like, they're shorties.
Uh-huh.
And throw a sheet over them, cut some eyes out. You will never know that they are not 12-year-olds.
I like the idea that people in Emily's neighborhood have like one of those roller coaster signs. You must be under this height to get candy or something like that.
Yeah.
They're busting out. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You're 5'8".
What about
we're 5'6" and under.
I've heard of people like cool houses being like, oh, the adult candy. So they give them like a shot or something.
Mm-hmm.
I would like that. Mm. Give me a Jello shot at the door.
Okay.
Why don't we do an adult Halloween party.
That's what you want.
Why don't we do adult trick-or-treating? What's the issue? There should be no issue.
I mean, I guess you must be into it for the festiveness, okay?
I love
the revelry of all of the thing. Because, I'm like, hey, just...
I love meeting new people.
Just go to the CVS, get a bag of candy, drive to the neighborhood bar, sit at the end of the bar, drink, eat candy, the end.
Another nosy thing, too, that I like, being an adult, you know, it's kind of fun to see how people decorate the inside of their houses. And instead of just, like, being creepy and, like, walking by and kind of briefly looking through a window, you know, if you knock on their door and they open their door to give you candy, then, like, I could get some design ideas.
To peek into their house?
Yeah.
You're an interesting person.
I got some thoughts.
Reese's has a new peanut butter cup that has crushed up potato chips inside.
Oh, yum.
It's part of their Big Cup series, the king-size version, bigger and thicker than a normal Reese's. You can't handle this big cup.
What kind of chips?
They say it looks like just generic Ruffles.
Yummy.
I mean, I guess...
No, you gotta go Lay's. You gotta go thin.
Mm.
You gotta go Ruffles.
No.
I think you need Ruffles. You need the crunch. You need the rigidity in there.
Because if you didn't, it would get soggy.
Well, I don't know about soggy, but it's crushed up. If you crush up Lay's, you can get them all the way down to dust.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
All right, I guess.
Available nationwide soon. I guess not in time for Halloween. This is not the first time they did this. Big Cup Reese's with crushed up pretzels mixed in came out a year ago.
That one's good.
That is.
I've had that.
That's legit. Mm-hmm.
That one's good.
What about Doritos? Are Reese's Doritos Locos?
Stop it.
Some Cool Ranch chocolate.
I don't hate it. I feel like Cool Ranch Doritos truly go with everything. All right?
Okay.
You cook yourself up a finely prepared steak, some Doritos on the side, sure. Serve me ice cream, Doritos on the side, not mad about it, okay?
Right.
Cool Ranch Doritos, though, all right?
Yeah.
It's the Cool Ranch.
That's my favorite, too.
Yeah. We discussed last hour, the guy who has been eating since 2014 at Six Flags.
Constantly eating?
For a couple years there, he did every meal because you can buy a pass, $150. You get two meals a day. Is it open every day? I mean, minus Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever?
I think it might be open on some holidays as well. Yeah, it's open year-round because they have different yearly festivities.
Two meals a day for only $150 a year is pretty good. He would go on his lunch break. He'd go back to work. He'd stop for dinner on his way home. Now, you have to eat the burgers, fries, pizza, breadsticks, or as he called it, the pathetic sandwich that they offer there. That seems like no fun to do for an entire year. Guy paid off of all of his college loans, bought a house with at least some of the money that he was saving there. Again, has cut back. But it made me think, if you could pick any establishment, if you had to eat in one place every meal for a year, what would it be?
For me, I feel like Kirby Lane has got the... You need variety. Kirby Lane is a good... I spend too much time there already.
I'm a very infrequent Kirby Lane.
I love Kirby Lane. First of all, there's all the breakfast things are fine,
but you're going to tell me that they work, but also have a variety of...
I don't know what they put on their buffalo chicken sandwich. I assume buffalo sauce.
And chicken.
Like, it is... I'm addicted to it. I'm hooked. Put it right in my veins. Mm. Plus, they got a good patty melt. Kirby they got a burger. Lane, yeah. You can go vegan options with the... but like our Cheesecake Factory seems like a good spot.
A big fat ass menu.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You can make your way through that a couple
of
times.
A lot of those things no good. Emily?
Now that you brought up breakfast, I didn't think about the breakfast aspect of it. Mm-hmm. If I don't care about breakfast, Chili's, 100%.
Chili's.
We haven't really discussed this, but Emily is a fiend for Chili's.
I like Chili's, but it's like...
Like, guys, if you want a date from Emily, just promise her that you'll pay her for a meal at Chili's.
Literally. And I would be happy.
I was dating this...
Just give up her awesome blossom for it.
One girl one time. And, Nick, I think you knew me when I was dating. I forget when you came into my life. But, yeah, I remember we were, like, going to go find something to eat. And I was like, what do you want? You got to have anything you want. And she's like, well, there's Chili's, there's Applebee's. And I was like, Which I'm not against those places. But if I'm telling you, we can go anywhere you want. And those are the first two that come out of your... I was like, are you taking your birth control at the right time?
Oh, come on.
I'm trying to trap me here.
If I'm going breakfast, though.
In this situation forever.
If I'm going breakfast, though, Cracker Barrel. You already know.
Oh, my God.
Cracker Barrel and Chili's. Those are the two that... And Waffle House. Well, Waffle House is only breakfast.
Okay. Is this cheating? I'm going to choose the Caesar's Palace Buffet.
I mean, kind of.
I've never had it, I can't be the judge of that. A good buffet is a good place
to go. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, a buffet, tons of variety. You're not going to get tired of things. The Caesar's Palace Buffet, I think, is $85. It is a high-quality food.
$85 for one meal?
Yeah.
Do you get to ride rides with that?
The kids' version is like $50, so... Take your nephew Aiden there and just watch how he doesn't get enough get his money's worth. That was before Aiden developed into a full steak shrimp habit kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that I got your appetite worked up, if I told you there was a flesh-eating, sexually transmitted disease that causes beefy red ulcers spreading across the UK, is that something you'd be interested in?
Does that explain Boris Johnson?
Donovanosis is an STD that they thought previously was restricted to India, Brazil, New Guinea, and other places.
But I thought you'd say just Donovans.
That would be fine. Is more common in the UK. Health officials reported 30 cases of Donovanosis in the UK in 2019. They don't. They're not telling us how many there are now. All they say is more. So there's more. Hey,
slow down, scientists.
Yeah.
I need you to walk me through this here.
The symptoms include bulging red bumps, damaged skin, and loss of genital tissue color.
He's got a white one. Ghostly.
You know, it is the spooky season. What better time to have beefy red ulcers, though?
I just made the mistake of Google image searching.
What are you doing? Don't ever do that, man.
You know, you could be a zombie for Halloween if you have that.
Right.
You get all the ladies.
Zombie penis.
You get all the ladies.
See, I don't know if it doesn't say if it's just limited to your genitalia. I don't know if I want it to be limited or if I want
spreads to your face.
Wait, so it eats your penis and it's like, all right, I'm full. I'm done. Can't stuffed.
Long-term treatment includes antibiotics needed to cure the disease.
Is this going
to
be like a COVID thing? Is this coming?
The thing, this is what I see
to
now.
Stay over there.
When it's like, oh, there's this terrible disease over there. I'm like, wow, I don't have to worry about that, right? And then all of a sudden, oh, there's a year and a half of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gone.
Get tested.
And most importantly, check out your dad with the swag on the floor. Mama gonna brag when I walk. That's Halloween to me, guys. A new Limp Bizkit album. Let me ask you, would you rather have your Limp Bizkit just a little piece at a time or one big shot of Limp Bizkit all at once?
Oh, God, let me get it out of the way.
Yeah, just rip that band-aid off. Come on. I can't live.
Apparently, that's what Fred Durst has been asking his followers on social media the last week. Should he just drop, quote, should I drop a new song? Maybe Turn It Up, Bitch, or Goodbye. Or should I just drop the whole new album, all 12 songs? What do you think? And then yesterday on his story, just posted, all pumpkin emojis will drop on Halloween. So I think that means the new Limp Bizkit is coming at us soon. Dad vibe song is fun. All right. Don't tell me it's not fun.
It's fun. I like it.
I can't tell you it's not fun. But we were just talking about this, about how I haven't watched Ted Lasso yet because I'm waiting for the entire things to drop. Uh-huh. So I support this. Let me binge it. Don't do this whole release one song a week, Fred Durst. Maybe tune in every Wednesday at 7:30.
Give me the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's do it,
I support that.
I know I did when we debuted Limp Bizkit world premiere on this program, 2.5 weeks ago? I said that.
Has it been that long?
I said it was going to be on this radio station on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. We were blazing down Breaking Benjamin Highway then. We took the overpass to Blues Traveler Lane. So
it's almost like the boss steered around that Limp Bizkit cul-de-sac.
They changed the radio station on me specifically in an effort to not have to play the new Limp Bizkit. My bad on that. If you were going to eat in only one establishment every meal for an entire year, what would it be? Pete Leander tweets at the Morning X, says, come on, Dick Man. Caesar's Palace Buffet does not count. You don't live in Las Vegas. What local place would you choose, and why is it Fazoli's?
Man,
I do like Fazoli's. Well, but no, it can't be. The menu is way too niche. Like, I'd be tired of and done with it like that. Couldn't be that.
I feel like I could do a Gaddy's buffet every day for a year.
See, now,
could I survive a year?
Yeah.
No.
Well, now I'm like, now that I got the buffet variety idea in my head, I'm like, am I a total sucker if I just choose, like, sirloin stockade? Because that's a little low rent, but I could keep it fresh. All right.
Ooh.
I mean, with that mindset, you can also just say Subway because it's like a buffet of different options. You could have like a thousand. I mean,
First of all, Emily.
I personally would not choose Subway, but statistically, there are like thousands of options that you could have at Subway.
I'm going to say, I'm going to substitute Thundercloud in my brain for this, so this is not immediately.
Why are you a Jared from Subway sympathizer, Emily? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I got really sick off of their meat one time. This is the pepperonis.
Speaking of Emily's bad opinions, Romero at ATX says, Emily, Chili's, Applebee's, Cracker Barrel, you really are part garbage person, and I am here for it.
No, I did not say Applebee's.
Emily has now told us that she loves Chili's but hates Applebee's.
Applebee's Applebee's is trying to do what Chili's is doing.
This is your whole Walmart and Target are the same.
They are the same thing. No. Could you eat Hog Eye Festival barbecue every day for a year? Probably not. Nick became king of the barbecue fest over the weekend. We'll talk about that next. So we discussed last week, should Nick go to, it's not really Williamson County, but should he leave the Austin city limits again, risking getting COVID as he did last time he went to Williamson County and go to the, what was it? Hog Eye Barbecue Festival?
It's Hog's Eye Fest, which includes barbecue things.
Oh, okay, right. Not just barbecue.
Also bands and crafts.
You sound like you didn't actually go.
Good rubber band gun.
Right.
Yeah.
You did risk your lung capacity and permanent loss of sense of smell and taste, and you went to the Hog's Eyes Festival?
I did. And let me tell you, it is scary out there, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yes, we went to Elgin, which is famously, straddles the Travis Bastrop County line. And I really feel like they should have marked that very clearly. That would have made me feel much more safer.
If you would have stayed in the Travis side?
I stayed on the Travis County side, but I don't think it would have made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I was honestly surprised at the fact that I saw a single other person wearing a mask out there. So that was good. By my count, there were 5 of them.
Okay.
I felt like the entire time I just felt weird. Like I was meeting a friend there and she sent me a thing like, hey, here's a pin on a map where I'm standing. And I was like, can I just say that I don't see you and go home? But I stuck it out.
Good job.
And, ended up judging a ribs contest. Because they just,
do in Elgin.
They identified you as a ribs expert. You are a former barbecue professional, right?
So I was hanging out with a friend of mine, and then she knew some Elgin people there, which are just good salt of the earth people. I would never insult people that are not part of.
You're saying that in a fashion that makes me think you do have bad things to say about them.
Well, so I met some lovely people that were selling salsa, and then they told me that they are moving away from Elgin because, quote, we didn't move here to go on our front porch and hear mariachi music. And I'm like, you're selling salsa. There surely should be some sort of give and take here.
That's the whole part of salsa.
Anyway, that's fine.
Yeah.
But apparently they were doing, as part of Hog's Eye Festival, a sausage barbecue contest, ribs, and then pork butt. Which I always decline on the butt. Just not a big pork guy.
Really? But I always thought you were a give me that butt kind of guy.
That's just the things you say to people.
Okay.
Never when it comes to animals. But I don't know what that means.
What was that?
I don't know.
That was
weird. I'm a total garbage person.
You're weird.
But apparently there is no qualifications. You don't need to get certified to judge meat in Elgin.
Yeah.
It's like first
wild
come,
wild
first
west
served.
Out there.
Now, the sausage contest was first, and that was apparently, there was a line out the door of this little building.
Because that's Elgin is known for their sausage.
Yeah. But when it comes to the ribs, I was hanging out with my friend, and she just got a text from some of the people that she knows that they were in there for the rib contest, and they're like, hey, they don't have enough people to do this contest, which I'm like, oh, how many people do you need?
To judge the contest.
To judge it. So I was like, all right, that's better than what I'm doing right now. So I walked over there and number eight, I think it was.
Okay.
Good job. Good job on your ribs, number eight.
What made them so different?
Are they amateur ribs? Like people bring their own ribs to Hog's Eye Fest, or are these local rib outlets?
I'm going to say that based on number four and number five, yes, they're amateur ribbists for sure. But number eight was good, and then it was somewhere around 9 or 10 that was good. That was also, they also just gave you free beers. I guess that was part of your payment or your right
for being
a judge. That they would ply you with alcohol.
Nice.
All right, yeah, give me a couple Bud Lights. I'll enjoy this.
Giddy up.
Here's the weird thing, though, is that they give you looks if you just sit there and start gnawing on an entire rib. Apparently, you're supposed to just cut off a little piece, taste it. They had crackers, cheese, and grapes as palate cleansers.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really fill up on the meat, and I was kind of bummed. I was like, all right, I established these are the best. Give me an entire tray of them.
Hot take. Ribs are the lowest rung of barbecue on the hierarchy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really?
It's in the name. It's ribs, okay? Those are bones, okay? Give me the meat. Brisket is a meat. Sausage is a meat.
Yeah.
Even pork butt. Not the greatest name. It's a meat. Rib is a bone.
I agree. And also, just dry ribs, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You mean
ribs
dry rub?
Are very,
dry
you,
rub, yeah, yeah.
You got to be very particular with your ribs. Because dry ribs or dry rub, I mean, I don't mind dry rub. It's just the ribs can't be dry.
Oh. I'm tired of dry rubbing.
Really needs some context.
Hog's Eye Festival.
I don't know what the.
I don't think it does. I think we should just move on.
Okay.
But here's my suggestion: is that there was nothing for me to signify that I was a rib judge. I need some sort of ribbon that has judge on it,
mm-hmm.
or like a special T-shirt,
right.
or maybe a crown with like a scepter.
Mm-hmm.
Something that tells me I am better than you because I ate 12 different types of ribs. That's what I'm looking for.
I think it's just the internal knowledge that you are better.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just
prestige.
That, you know, I
feel
got
it
to
in
do
your
this.
Heart. No.
You got to go around.
Be proud of yourself.
Around the world in 30 days or whatever, except for it was ribs, and it's all around the Elgin rib
all around
world.
Elgin. 30 minutes.
30 seconds.
Yeah, 34 minutes.
Alternative Austin. Morning X Sports.
Marshawn Lynch with the filth and the foul mouth and gross use. How dare you? How dare you?
Did you just go full Cosby?
I wasn't sure. I felt it dipping into Cosby. And I was like, no, never dip into Cosby. That's a problem. We'll get to the Manning cast and Marshawn Lynch in a second. But quickly, and now something about baseball. The World Series starts tonight. The Houston Astros. Who are they playing, Emily?
The Braves.
Oh, okay. You're my baseball correspondent from now on.
You're welcome.
I got Astros in five. There. I said it. You want to put a pick in?
Astros in five?
Oh,
really?
Oh, my God. I don't care.
Yeah. They're going to hit their way out of this thing. They can do it.
I like that. I'm going to say six.
Okay. Emily?
Seven.
Eight. I just need somebody. Whoever takes Astros an eight, that's the sucker, man. This has been something about baseball.
Be nine. They have to odd number.
Okay, so last night's Monday night football game, mostly unwatchable. Saints win it 13-10 over the Seahawks up there in Seattle. I tell you what, Pacific Northwest, y'all got to get some domes or something, all right? That's two straight football games that the rain had ruined. Sunday night football in San Francisco, a mess.
Yeah.
Is that Pacific Northwest? San Francisco? Northern California? I don't know if they count that.
It's like the very bottom of it if it is.
Yeah, but I don't think they count that.
It's
but
rainy.
Yeah, it was monsoon season in San Francisco for Colts 49ers Sunday night, and then monsoon season for a classic Jameis Geno Smith showdown last night. And that's when you're happy to have the Manning cast. You know about the Manning cast, right, Emily?
That's the one where Peyton Manning talks afterwards and they
talks afterwards
with his brother.
Yeah.
It's got all the parts.
An alternate Monday Night Football broadcast. So Monday Night Football is on ESPN. If you flip over to ESPN2, by the way, rewind to 2008. I invented this. Okay. I said, why don't you have an alternate broadcast with better, different, more fun announcers?
Was it the Mannings that you were going to do, or was it your drunk friend Melinda? And her drunk friend.
Yeah. Probably was a less star-studded cast.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll put my drunk friend Melinda ahead of Eli Manning today, all right?
They're not the most polished of broadcasters.
It's a fun scheme because, yeah, you watch Eli Manning and Peyton Manning, one of the all-time greats, and Eli Manning. They are watching the football game and commentating, and even Eli, who I don't care for, has insights on the game and knows about things and stuff, and I'd be fine with just the two of them, but they have been bringing in guests, and the lineup is getting better and better and better. They had Tom Brady last night. I enjoyed hearing Tom Brady, Peyton Manning cut it up.
I did not.
What is your problem? Why?
They're so bad.
You like Tom?
They're so bad.
What do you mean they're bad?
A Nick and Emily show is a more polished broadcast than the Manning cast.
Oh,
I keep getting into it.
Okay. Wow, thanks.
It is sloppy and clunky. I will give you that.
Yes.
But they are experts on their field. What are you guys experts on?
I'm an expert on not knowing what football is.
Okay.
And caring.
But it's painful to listen to. It is so bad. They need somebody.
Is this as a broadcasting professional this offends you?
As a football consumer, it offends me. Like, the games have to be terrible. They have to be literally two bottom crap teams that are playing in a blizzard for me to switch over to that thing.
Well, we almost had those things last night. But Marshawn Lynch was there. Everybody loves a good Marshawn Lynch appearance. Do you know anything about Marshawn Lynch, Emily? He was a football player.
He looks tall.
Beast mode? No. Actually, probably on
if
the
you
shorter.
You follow us on Instagram.
On the shorter side.
His name is not Martian Lynch, as Emily said.
Did you say Martian?
I probably did.
She said Martian.
Marshawn Lynch.
He once carried a football and blasted through so many guys, it made the earth shake.
Did it?
It's a real thing.
I mean, it's because the fans were cheering
the fans
and jumping
in Seattle
up in the stands
versus those New Orleans Saints.
Scale, but yeah.
He's from the Saints?
No, he was a Seattle Seahawk at the time. And yeah, he just ran through everybody. And the fans were going so nuts that, it shook the earth. And he was a guest for a little while with Peyton and Eli Manning last night. I don't really know. He's got his camera set up. He's like looking at it from the side. It's very weird.
It's like he's on his couch and he just put his laptop right next to him on the seat and just kind of leaned back. But
he was just
that's what I expect from Marshawn.
Kidding, but he said that he was three shots deep of Hennessy.
I don't think he ever kids about that.
Well, he said previously that he used to have 1.5 shots of Hennessy before a football game.
I bet it was two.
And
I bet it was just two, Marshawn.
And he said last night, because he's not playing, he's just broadcasting, He went full on three shots of Hennessy before the broadcast. I don't know. But the world is shocked because the dude had some adult language in there. Here he is. He's actually talking about some of the best plays in football history, I guess. And he's talking about his run in Seattle there. But specifically the David Tyree, Eli Manning catch.
Little bro actually threw a ball to a dude and he caught it with his head. Like, I mean, I think that's pretty impressive. It didn't have the earthquake, but the dude caught a ball with his head type, though. You know what I'm talking about?
I remember watching it.
He said the S word, guys.
I did kind of clench and my pearls a little bit metaphorically. I was like, whoa, you're not supposed to say that on Monday Night Football, Marshawn?
But what are you? What's the
But it's
problem?
Also like, I was like, wait, no. That's Marshawn. He's just allowed to swear on whatever he's on. He has his own FCC rules.
Manning did have to. Peyton offered an apology after he was gone.
I want to thank Marshawn Lynch. Not as wild about the language. I want to apologize for some of the language. It's not what we're trying to do on this show. I had to remind Eli that this show is live. So Eli's learned his lesson. Marshawn, I probably should have reminded him. Keep your hands down,
below
Eli.
The screen.
Anyway, we apologize.
Yeah, a month ago, Eli double-birded the camera. Not supposed to do that either.
In his defense, he was imitating some Philadelphia fans. And I feel like, journalistically or
right.
documentary style.
Pop quiz to you two broadcasting professionals.
Okay, I'm ready.
Should ESPN be worried about an FCC, a call from the FCC? Why was that totally fine? Why was that fair to air, fair to broadcast?
Because they were in the right port.
They were in the right.
Would you like to elaborate on that for me?
There's a thing called safe harbor laws, which is if it's after a certain time, it's allowed. Uh-huh. I believe that they are after that time.
Okay. Incorrect. Emily?
They apologized.
That is protocol. Is correct. Not that we had any very recent experience with that, but the correct protocol is you immediately apologize and then move on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Move on. So good job, Peyton. You went to the same sensitivity training as me. you want to take another swing? Anything like that?
It's on cable.
Yes, it is on cable. It is not. You can say whatever the you want on cable. Not on the radio. Okay. Not on the broadcast TV. But on cable, you are adhering only to your own Department of Standards and Practices who are, designed. They are there to adhere only to the desires of your advertisers. All right? It's the same as HBO. You can say the same bad words on HBO, on FX, FXX, FXXX.
Whoa.
That one might be on.
There's some extra ones on FXXX.
ESPN, you can say the F word, the S word. You don't need to apologize. You can say them all day long. Now, eventually, probably going to get a clap back about that, but the FCC, they don't
So what you're telling me is they should continue doing that more.
I'm for that. Look.
That's a lot more fun. I would listen.
People like Marshawn Lynch things. Marshawn on, was this 60 Minutes?
If you just run through somebody's face, a lot of people ain't going to be able to take that over and 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 over again. They're just not gonna want that.
Think there's a deeper metaphor there?
Run through a motherfucking face.
No. No, not a metaphor. I was trying to specifically tell you what I was.
We was right at Taco Bell and I couldn't even get no motherfucking quesadilla.
I mean, that's important, man. You gotta get that quesadilla.
I'm really only doing this so I can go through the Marshawn greatest hits. Greatest hits on Conan.
You talking about grandma ding ding sauce?
What? What do you call it, grandma? Grandma ding ding sauce?
No, man, grabbing my ding.
Oh, grabbing! I thought you said grandma ding ding sauce.
Grandma ding.
Grandma Ding Ding Sauce sounds like something you get at Cracker Barrel, Emily.
Yes, you gotta pay extra.
Grandma's Ding Ding Sauce.
Run through a motherfucking face.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.